Florida health officer labels motorcycle crash victim a coronavirus death. By Kyle Morris on July 17, 2020. An individual who was killed in a fatal motorcycle crash in Florida was recently listed as a COVID-19 death for the Sunshine State, according to a state health official. The truth about the death was brought to light after Fox 35 News asked Orange County Health Officer Dr. Raul Pino whether the two individuals in their 20s who were listed as coronavirus deaths had any underlying conditions. The first one didn't have any, Pino said. He died in a motorcycle accident. Pino was then questioned on whether the data from the individual who passed away in the motorcycle crash had been removed from the system, to which Pino said, "I don't think so. I have to double-check." In an odd continuation, Pino went on to insist that one could argue that COVID-19 may have caused the individual to crash. Pino stated, "We were arguing, discussing, or trying to argue with the state. Not because of the numbers, it's 100, it doesn't make any difference if it's 99. But the fact that the individual didn't die from COVID-19, died in the crash. But you could actually argue that it could have been the COVID-19 that caused him to crash. I don't know the conclusion of that one." According to Fox 35 News, there are still two people in their 20s on Orange County's data list for coronavirus deaths. In an effort to clarify how a COVID-19 death is counted, a statement was sent to Fox 35 News from the Florida Department of Health earlier this week. The statement said a COVID death is determined if COVID-19 is listed as the immediate or underlying cause of death, or listed as one of the significant conditions contributing to death, or if there is a confirmed COVID-19 infection from a lab test, and the cause of death doesn't meet exclusion criteria, like trauma, suicide, homicide, overdose, motor vehicle accident, etc. "The only thing that I can say to people is the data I provide you with is the data we consume from the state," Pino concluded. "We offer you the best data that we have." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.